The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. Check out the brand new Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Get an unbelievable haircut, hot towel treatment, and hot leather neck shave from one of our award-winning stylists for a great price. Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
I'm gonna get you high today, 'cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the agent?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in the hot bitch piece away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
You're with Dave and Chuck the Freak here on this National Donut Day in America.
It seems to happen every other month.
It really does. We celebrate donuts a lot, I think, in America.
That's good.
Couple of places running deals. If you're heading out the door, you can get a free donut at Krispy Kreme. No purchase necessary. Dunkin' has a free donut deal if you buy a drink. Remember, DiGiorno's giving away those pizza donut mashups called DiGiornuts.
Right.
They're available through their Twitter account. 91% of Americans like or love donuts. Only 1% hate them.
It's weird to hate a donut.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to.
It's a bizarre.
What a stand to take.
I understand hating certain types of donuts.
But yeah. Agreed.
Jelly filled.
Yes.
Right. Exactly.
You know, but an actual donut, like, no.
I had a donut incident yesterday.
What happened?
It's unfortunate.
Wow.
What happened? I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and then at that moment, I was like, I'm going to get a donut. I'm doing it. And then I, like, looked at the kid working at the counter, and then I was like, I'm not going to do this.
Stop it!
That's what I said to him. I was like, I'm not going to do this.
He was
part of your, part of your, like, life choice.
Yeah.
He was witnessed.
It was really weird for him. It was really weird.
Yeah.
Sad for me.
Awkward moment. Yeah,
it was. Because I stood there and I was like, hello, sir. I'm not going to get anything. And then I walked the other way.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. He was like, okay, dude.
I'm just looking.
Yeah.
That's willpower, dude, to be in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've done that too.
Fine.
I pulled out of a drive-through lane.
I've done that a million times.
Right? I'm like, yeah.
I'm like, no! Like every time, too. I'm like, no, this isn't happening.
I pulled right out. Yeah, and luckily, it's some of them you're trapped, right?
Yeah,
some of them
that.
They know, hey, fatties may try and escape, right. So let's lock them in.
They do. They created like a moat.
Yeah, but others, you're free to get right out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've done that. I'm like, I'm ready to order, and then I'm like, no.
There's like a little more dignity in the drive-thru because you're not looking right at them. They don't see your fat weakness. That kid looked right into a struggling man.
That's a win, though, dude. You were inside a donut store and you decided, no, I'm not doing this. That's a big win.
It was. I felt empowered.
You should. You should have ran out of there like Rocky.
Yeah,
it was.
Moment.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I was like, I'm strong.
And you are. No, that's an amazing thing. I wonder how many times that happens. I would think it's pretty rare.
I'd say rare.
Right?
Because you get there and you get, you know.
Yeah, you can't find
it. Smells. You look at the donuts.
No, you're there.
You know.
Right?
You made
like,
it
I wonder
in.
If anyone has ordered at the speaker, and by the time they pull up, they have the guilt, and they're like, actually, can you cancel that?
I doubt it.
They just drive off, like... I got stuck in a drive-thru yesterday. I violated one of my rules. Like, I had banned a place, but then I went there, and for every reason that I banned it, all those things happened again,
okay.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so stupid. But the person in front of me, so, like, every car at this place was taking about 12 minutes average to get their food, and... So the car in front of me left, and I already knew. I was like, well, they're making his food right now. They're going to take 12 minutes. and make his food. And then I'm going to have to tell them, hey, I'm sorry. That person left. That's not mine.
Oh, no.
And I, so I asked, I was getting like a burger and I asked for a plain burger. Mm. And they said, they thought I said flame.
A flame burger.
Mm. Flame and flame.
What's a like cooked on the flame or no, apparently hot
there's
sauce?
There's a special flame sauce that they put on.
So they put flame sauce on there?
Yep. I was like plain burger. That's all I want. Yeah. Just cheese, bacon. I'm like, yep, plain burger.
Yeah.
So I got a plain flame burger.
Oh, man.
They put flame sauce on it, so it ruined my whole day.
Oh, so you didn't eat it?
No, it was...
You can't scrape like some the flame
kind
off?
It was some kind... No, it was so caked on.
Mm.
And it was some kind of hot mayo is what it looked like.
Hot mayo.
It looked like hot mayo. But I wasn't ready for it. I just took a bite and it was like, oh my God, this is disgusting. But the problem was is that I was trapped in there. They had those side things up, the fat blockers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So for the majority of your ride, you're there. So the only time you could really decide I'm leaving, like the car in front of me, is when you're next.
Yeah, early.
Like that person was next and just was like, forget this.
Is this it here? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that must be it.
Okay.
Hmm. So yeah, there's I've one ordered. Of these that I've banned, and okay. It is now 1,000% banned. Like, I'll never, ever even dream of going there again. It's the worst one in the whole state, I can guarantee you.
Wow, goodness.
Jeez.
Like, it was so bad again that I was like, how can I post something up?
About them.
Yeah.
So you were almost turned into a Karen.
That close, Lise.
Can I speak to your manager?
Well, no, I just want to let other people know. Like, don't, like, I was, as I was leaving, there was all these people turning in, and I was like, no! Don't go
You
in!
Should just stand with a sign.
I'm like, what don't! Are you funny to see him standing with a sign?
Don't
do
it. Do the, like, your picture review, like, just your face.
Yeah,
just
oh, man. Right, yeah, the face.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
So on Google, just do your face. Remember the face
the
review?
The face guy.
I don't even know if I can recreate the face I had. I was so upset.
Be angry.
I mean, I'm generally not that upset.
Yeah.
Well, so then the person that was two cars in front of me, they got their order wrong. So then they back up almost right into my Jeep. Like, they're just, they don't care. They're backing up.
So it sounds like chaos.
Right? So they get, I'm like, hey! And so then the girl working there is like, because... The woman puts her window down. She's like, you didn't give me no thumb. I got no thumb for my chicken strips. And I'm like, of course you don't have thumb. You know where you are right now? I'm like, this place is banned. They're not going to give you any sauce. Don't expect sauce here. So she's blocking me. And then
were
the
you
girl,
screaming like, amen, sister.
No.
Amen.
So but then the girl working is like, can you roll your window down and hand her this sauce? I'm like, no.
Hand her sauce? What?
I'm like, I'm not what? Handing
Hold
her
on.
Sauce.
Hold on a second. She wanted you to be the pass-through?
Yes. I'm like, no, I'm sorry. You can deal with it.
I have never heard of that.
She was good. She was like, oh, yeah, I'll bring you your sauce. Then she looked at me and she was like, hey, would you mind rolling your window down and just handing some? I'm like, no.
Passing sauce.
I'm not passing
to a
sauce.
Drive-through. That's odd. That is so sauce. Odd.
Oh, my
God.
That's
goodness.
Hilarious, man.
Chuck ain't no sauce passer.
It's just out of principle. I was like, no, I'm not making it any easier for you guys. You take 12 minutes a car, you know. So I think I placed my order. I didn't leave here. We were chatting it up yesterday. I didn't leave here until like 1 o'clock, I think, or close to that. I end up going there, getting there at 1. It's like 1:34 by the time I get...
It took 34 minutes?
Yes! Yes! 1,000%
Oh, my God,
yes.
Chuck.
And I'm stuck.
Never.
I'm stuck inside.
Never,
like,
ever.
I was this close to just Baja-ing it over top of their lawn. I was like, forget this. I don't need to be stopped by these.
So when you get to the window, do you say, hey, like, why did this take so long?
No,
or
you
nothing?
Can tell. You can... Yeah. It's every time.
Like, do they hire
no
only
one,
challenged people?
No
what's
one knows
deal?
What they're doing. Whatever they make is wrong.
So it's not what's going on with other places right now. It's not that they're like totally understaffed.
No, they've never, ever, whoever trains them there has no idea.
Mm. Mm.
And you can tell just by looking
they're frantic.
The chaos that is unfolding inside that place.
Oh, it's, man, it's got to be banned.
And it is. It's a.
You had banned it. You run. You made a mistake. Is it closer to you? Is it more convenient to go to this one?
It's closer to here.
Oh, okay.
So it was like, oh, I'll get my stuff and then I'll.
Yeah, you must have been hungry.
I was hungry, and so I was like, oh, it'll be okay. At first, I was like, I'm just gonna get one little thing. It'll be fine. But then by the time I got there, I was like, no, I'm gonna have to get some food.
I've been really hungry at 1:30.
And so,
half hour later.
Oh my god! So I was hangry.
Yeah.
Oh.
But so listen, like, the person,
and then they got it
me.
Wrong, and then you couldn't eat it.
Right, and then I was like devastated. I had some fries that were not fully cooked, but I ate them anyway because I was so starving. But the person in front of me peeled out of there like they were so mad.
They were pissed.
They were
had
so
they paid,
mad.
Or no, they didn't.
No, they didn't
order.
Pay yet. You didn't get to the. You pay right at the window where you get your food, but. They peeled out of there, and of course, like, I pull up, and they're like, $7, and I'm like, I'm going to be honest right now, that's for sure 1,000% it's not my order. The person in front of me couldn't wait this long, and they left, and they're like, oh, and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, so then there's the drama.
So I just put it in park, then the sauce incident.
Break out a book.
There's the sauce incident. People are honking, like, in the back, like, they think it's, like, other people's fault. They don't. Because you're not ready for a place to be that slow. But it's banned. It's 1,000%.
Yeah, you can never go back there again.
When I went to McDonald's.
It's on Mound Road. Don't ever go there.
Okay. Oh,
when I went to McDonald's over the weekend, it was a long line, but it was moving. It was moving through.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, here we go.
Well, it's because they're professional.
Some places get it right.
Yeah.
Some places.
Yeah, I spent the morning with the Chipotle staff Monday.
Spent the morning?
I did. I spent the morning with them. I got in there. I don't think that they meant to leave the door unlocked. Like, it was like 10:48.
Oh, they hadn't officially opened yet.
I like wandered in and I'm like, hey, you guys, yeah, you're open. You people are here. You're making burritos. They're like, get out. What a glorious day. Oh my God. Hello. Good morning. Wow. We're not open, sir.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're just getting stuff ready. We'll be ready in a few minutes. And I'm like, I can wait. And so I awkwardly stand there while they're putting everything together.
Oh,
and I wait.
No.
Yeah, like, you put the pressure on them.
I did. I didn't mean to. And then they didn't have steak ready, so I had to leave anyway. So I just hung out with them for about 10 minutes.
And then last night, nice.
Yeah. It was real weird for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Here's something crazy. So there's a movie about Celine Dion coming out.
Yeah, I follow it.
I know you do. Mm. They're using her actual songs, her actual music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's an unauthorized movie. So they've changed the name of the character.
What?
To Aileen Dion.
No. Oh,
yes.
No, no, so they couldn't get the rights
they
to
They couldn't. She didn't sign off on it. Somehow they can use the music.
Well, they bought that.
They must have, right.
They paid for that.
But they weren't allowed to officially call it the Celine Dion story, so it's
right.
Aileen Dion.
Oh my God, that's like right out of 30 Rock.
It is.
They had a Janis Joplin movie they were making, but they didn't buy the rights to her, so they called her Janie Jorp Jop.
Come on. Wow, this is like life imitates art.
In real life, Celine fell in love with her manager, Renee Angelil, who was 28 years older than her. That's a big part of Aileen Dion as well.
Right. So are they not using his name either then?
Yeah, I guess they can't use his real name.
No.
The trailer, it looks, the actress looks just like her, right?
Aileen Dion.
Aileen Dion.
Aileen.
Aileen.
Here's just...
Si jamais un jour ton vieux bouc qui passe par
It's obviously in French.
Il voudrait que sa petite biquette ait continué de rendre le monde heureux, mais qu'elle poursuive
Nanny
ce qu'on a bâti tous les deux ensemble.
Something awesome.
On a un diamant brut. J'ai presque manqué de pleurer. Elle va mettre tout le monde à terre.
It just goes through the story of her, but it's like her story. They just have to call her a different name.
Okay, so wasn't there a Jimi Hendrix movie that came out a couple years ago?
They didn't have the rights to the
song. But they didn't have the rights to the songs, so they couldn't use any real Jimi Hendrix music. And I think that that like ruined the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You have to use the music.
Right. You have to have the music. And you have to have the name, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Do.
Yes, you have to have the name. But how did they let them use the music? Did they not know they were using it for a story of her life?
I don't know.
How do
well,
you sign
it must
sign
be
off?
Two different things that they were buying the rights to, right? So there's different people you deal with to buy the rights to the music, but then to get Celine's personality
story.
Right.
Yeah. You still think at the end of the day she could say, no, they can't use my music for that movie.
But if they paid for it, she's okay with it.
Yeah, and the truth is, it's all about who owns your...
She may not have the final say.
She might not.
I know, but still, you think they'd... It's still her music, and the, her music record label will say, okay, we understand you don't want them to use it.
Yeah, because she's still putting stuff out.
Right.
Unless she left that.
Maybe.
I hope you know. When they get to the Titanic part, they didn't get the rights to that either, and they're just like, last boat.
She was singing Titanic here.
Is this her real songs?
I don't know. I don't know that.
I don't know that one.
I don't
either.
Know any. Many
I haven't
Celine
heard
Dion
one
songs,
I know
so.
Yet.
I'm not real familiar with.
No,
her.
That's
I
the
know,
problem.
Like, the Titanic one.
Yeah, that's about the only one I know.
Last boat.
I don't know, dude, if that is... It says they have the rights to her music. They use her actual songs.
Yeah.
Cette folie là.
Maybe it's someone singing her songs.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so they didn't have enough money to do it. So they only had enough money to buy the written word of the song. Because that's another thing about song rights is you buy the music and you buy the what's written. So then two people get paid. Like, the band gets paid, and then the writer gets paid.
That's why you see a lot of writer credit now.
Yeah, whoever put this thing together is stressed out.
Yeah. Aline Dio.
Well, just call it Aline Dio.
I mean, it's not going to be
Yeah.
It's not going to be a big hit by any means.
No,
it's in French.
Yeah, I know. But it's going to be released in France.
Oh, that's super funny.
But I think it's... I've never heard of, like, a mainstream movie doing that before.
No.
The Idiot Criminal of the Day.
I don't know for sure, but this strikes me as a smart, young, chubby kid.
Yeah.
Getting his dumb uncle.
Dumb uncle.
To help him steal a bunch of food.
It's possible. It's really possible.
A man and his 8-year-old partner in crime are being accused of stealing large amounts of Pop-Tarts, cheese sticks, and applesauce from an elementary school.
That's hilarious. He was like, listen, you steal a couple things here and there from a grocery store.
Of course I will.
That's stuff for bitches. Because
you got an idea?
The entire school cafeteria, you ever think about something like that?
I haven't. You been keeping your eyes on it?
I got the blueprint.
Jesus, look, you do have the blueprint.
I know where they keep the Pop-Tarts.
What else are we after?
In and out, like Ocean's 11. Any kind of snack they got back there?
Applesauce?
I think we should get some applesauce
cheese
while we're
sticks.
At it.
All right.
That's what it was like.
We're doing it.
All right. I'm in.
You're driving.
Thanks. Hold on.
Just looking at the uncle's mugshot, you can tell he's not bright.
Oh,
there he is right there.
Yeah, he's one of those young uncles.
Yeah, he's 24.
Yeah.
24-year-old Jacob Hemrick and his 8-year-old accomplice.
He went with an 8-year-old.
Have been identified after breaking into Blackburn Elementary School in North Carolina. It was discovered by school administrators about 7:30 in the morning. They say the motivation appears to be...
hunger? I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to sell some apple sauce?
Apple.
They believe personal use. Among the stolen items, 89 packages of Pop-Tarts, 42 packages of cheese sticks, 11 containers of strawberry applesauce, and several cartons of orange juice. And also some crackers were eaten along the way.
You ever seen so many Pop-Tarts? 89 packages of Pop-Tarts.
I really haven't. I really haven't, but I'm excited about it.
That's right.
You pass me one of those applesauces.
There you go. We've got plenty.
Strawberry is my favorite.
Well, the kid, he gets off, but uncle has been arrested and charged with breaking or entering and larceny. He received a $1,000 unsecured bond.
Yeah. If you're going to rob something, be 8 years old.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Don't be a 24-year-old dumb uncle.
Yeah.
Because you'll pay for that crime.
You sure will.
Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
This bitch is definitely tripping. This 53-year-old Florida woman is being charged with aggravated battery after being found naked and destroying two different restaurants near Silver Springs. An Outback Steakhouse and a Mojo Grill. Or a Mojo Grill. However you want to say it.
Yeah.
The police department responded. Reports of a woman acting out of control. Later identified as 53-year-old Tina Kindred.
That's right. No.
Woman appeared to be nude.
Yeah.
Banging on tables and windows. Had flipped over a few tables.
Oh.
Last seen trying to get into a customer's car.
They didn't get her?
While this was at the Mojo Grill.
Okay.
As they're at the Mojo Grill, they get calls from the Outback Steakhouse. She's there now.
Yeah.
She arrived naked. And she's crazy. Breaking everything in sight. The officer...
Blow it on y'all.
She ate all the bread!
Blow it on ya.
I love a
blooming onion.
I love the blooming onion rage.
Yeah. Blow it on ya.
That's her like, blooming onion.
Yeah.
The officer on scene opened the front doors of the business and saw glass and liquid all over the bar. She was found naked. When she noticed the officer, she drew back her arm with a bottle of booze in her hands. She threw the bottle at the officer. The officer was able to dodge it. A second bottle was thrown at the officer's head. It did hit his arm, leaving some booze on him. She threw yet another bottle and approached the officer as he was yelling, "Get on the ground, get on the ground." And then he had to taser.
Oh, okay.
The officer used 1 5-second cycle with the taser. And then she put her hands behind her back. She was placed in handcuffs and taken into custody. I do have uncensored video of this here.
Wow. I'm guessing it's hot.
It's not as bad as you'd think.
No.
It's not as bad as you'd think. I'll say that.
We can listen to it?
We can. I know exactly when, thanks to James, when to mute it.
Hey, I was on the job this time.
Yeah, here we go.
No, but
so
it's up to Dave.
I still have to do it. We'll see here. So we'll bring that music down a scooch. And then here's her freaking out. You can find this video up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, uncensored.
Please call my sister.
Please get down. Yeah. Who's your sister?
Call me.
Who?
Call Brian Casey.
Okay.
Oops. It's not the worst thing.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Someone had a holy F there.
Got her flip-flops on still.
Oh, she's just
good.
Literally.
There's a lot of glass on the ground.
Bottle by bottle, just whipping it off the bar.
Are those full or for show?
Well, there's liquid, they say. Liquid was all over the ground.
This guy just, please.
He's just getting good videos for his buddies.
Oh my God, she's not.
Oh my God.
Oh, not the straws. Those are the worst. Come on. Everything all over the place.
You're upset about the straws?
Well, they're so hard to pick up.
Broken glass everywhere.
Like a million straws flew through the air.
Not as bad as you think.
No, no. Honestly,
like, I mean,
yeah.
The officer's like, I'm gonna let this go on for a minute.
I do like the poor bartender guy. Yeah,
he's like, please stop,
lady.
Well, because he's gonna have to clean it up.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. That's all he's thinking.
Yep. He's gonna have to clean it. Someone has to. It's not gonna be her.
Why did she do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's wrong with her?
They say that she first chose the Mojo Grill because she felt the guy working there was dishonest.
But was she naked at that time?
She became topless there.
That's not even that bad.
No. And she admitted to going inside Outback with the intent to destroy the bar. She knew going in she had to destroy the bar.
So she was alone? She wasn't with anyone?
No. Here's the little twist here.
Okay.
She's transported to a hospital to get checked out. That's when they discovered.
What?
Something in her vagina.
Well, what's she got up there?
You want to take a look at the video again, see if you spot anything?
Is she a guy?
She's how my sister?
Please get down. Yeah. Who's your sister?
Oh, wait. She got something dangling.
Okay, again, I got to mute the whole
F. Wait. What am I supposed to be looking for?
I can't see it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how close you could see her veg.
I don't really get a good look.
There's
no
danglers.
No, I didn't notice this until the story just broke 15 minutes ago, the full story.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news. Please, man, please. All those straws. I don't know why that gets me so much. Anyway, they found...
What did they find?
A fentanyl patch covering her vaginal opening.
Whoa. I didn't know that they put them there.
I don't think they do.
On the jeans.
But then it was later found she didn't have any drugs in her system.
She's a mystery.
So she's just nuts.
Yeah.
She's just nuts.
She's crazy, obviously.
Maybe she's had that patch there for a while, right?
Maybe. It might be wearing off or something.
I didn't even know they had patches for that.
I didn't either.
Like just...
Yeah, I
didn't. Maybe she had a really sore...
Doesn't it put you to sleep?
Maybe she had a really sore vag at one point.
Maybe. Something's getting to her.
Her boobs look fake.
They do look done.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's had them done.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they looked good.
Well, yeah, they look good. That's why they didn't really...
This is just so confusing because you never see...
Who's your sister?
Careful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Casey. I have to click it twice. It always scares me that it's not getting there.
No, I'm glad you do. Yeah.
They release her name? Is that...
Yeah.
We find her on social
media? I have a picture of her. I have her mugshot.
I bet she has social media, though.
I mean, you're clearly crazy when you're in flip-flops nude on an Outback bar.
Yeah. It's not that crazy. It's not that crazy.
It happens.
You have a fentanyl patch, a fake fentanyl patch on your...
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Private.
At least twice a year, there's a naked girl in flip-flops in an Outback. Somewhere in the country.
True. That's probably a solid statistic.
Yeah. But probably, honestly. I'm going to say, bigger than her, generally.
Right.
She's in good shape.
She's like an attractive chick.
Yeah.
Well, to be on top of the bar,
crouch
down, throwing bottle after bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I leaned
pretty
over.
Good shape.
I take it back.
That's it. That's
I
right.
I take
why
it back.
Some people are better blurry and far away, aren't they?
Oh, my God, huh? Well, her body is in shape.
Her body, honestly, a woman of 53, she's in good shape.
She's 53.
Oh, I didn't know she was 53.
I thought she was way younger
her
than
body
I thought she was, too.
Really, she's in really good shape.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, she definitely had a boob job.
That was her after being tased. Look at the carnage at the Outback.
Wow. Yeah, they had to put her down.
She ruined that Outback.
Yeah, she did. Oh, my God, huh?
Man, yeah, scratch the whole looking up her social media thing. Eh?
Yeah,
there's no need.
No.
I've seen enough.
Dave held that back.
Yeah, I did. He let us be like, wow, she's not bad.
And watching you guys watch it twice.
That was my whole plan. You'll think she's big.
Yeah.
You'll see her and you'll go, damn.
Yeah.
Because I thought she was like 23 years old.
That's what I thought. She was like mid-20s or something.
Yep.
But
she's either on drugs or crazy. I don't know.
Well, that's the look of a crazy person right there, Elise. That's crazy all up and down that.
Christy is with us. Hi, Christy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing okay. You had a comment on this.
Yes. I was just saying that because I work in the healthcare field in pain management, and fentanyl patches, if they don't do the correct blood test or drug test, it won't come back positive for opiates. They have to do a specific test for that one to come back. So if she had that fentanyl patch on, it would have seeped into her system, and she would have been high on it.
Okay, so she was high, but there's just no good test for it.
Can I ask you, have you ever heard of someone putting a patch over their vag?
No, that's something I've never heard of. Okay. You're supposed to put it on your shoulder, arm. You can put it on your upper back or even your belly if you need to, but I've never heard of that.
Okay.
I wonder if she got nude, maybe it was on her somewhere else, and she was like at one point had underwear. She was like trying to hide it, but then then she got fully nude, so it was just stuck down there. It's just a weird place to put it. I mean, I'm assuming you got other stuff going on down there, like you have to pee and you have to...
Right.
You know.
And then where it was, I guess.
I don't know. Be like you putting one on your balls.
Yeah. I mean, I have one on my balls right now.
Oh, you currently do? Okay. That's how you get through the show.
That's how I'm high.
I knew there was something.
And how I pass all the drug tests.
But honestly, it's like she's in great shape for a crazy 53-year-old.
You could have never got me to say she was 53.
A crazy 53-year-old lady.
Yeah, I had no idea that she was 53.
Yeah, I can see now they are fake boobs for sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah.
But nonetheless, still at trim. That's a tight booty. I mean, she's got...
Careful.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's not flopping around. It's...
No,
she's in good shape.
Yeah.
Not mentally, mm-hmm. but physically.
No, not mentally.
Yeah, mentally.
And her jibs are all dead.
She does have some dead jibs.
Someone said her teeth look like when someone gets a French manicure.
Yeah, I saw that in the comments.
Right?
Yeah.
So that the tips are white.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, they're dead. Right? They're dead. So yeah, they do look like that. They do look like that.
For some reason. Would those be like...
They're dead.
They're dead? I thought maybe if they put on fake,
sometimes she has those things like the, what are they called?
If you chip a tooth. And,
yes, I know what you're saying. And they didn't get they didn't color
match it.
They didn't
match it right?
Yeah.
Or that's her teeth used to be that color. And
I feel like in her life, she's been drunk or crazy enough to like fall and knock her teeth out. Mm. And then they put them back on. Or back in.
Someone did make the same comment. Thank God the video wasn't that clear.
Yeah, it was from far away, too. It wasn't close.
Yeah, no.
Up to
but
her
I mean, like, her hair is cut.
Yeah,
it and like all it. One... Like, it's like, in a weird way, blurry, she looks put together.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people blurry look put together.
I guess.
Apparently, guys do wear them on their penises. For some reason.
A lot of veins there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And then I guess it's not visible, like if you're in some trunks or something.
You're like hiding it, right?
Yeah. Just not what you'd expect at an Outback Steakhouse at any moment. Or maybe in Florida you should expect
it's
it
just
at any
like,
moment.
It's not the high type of reaction that I thought that form of drug would give you. I thought that's going to make you lay down.
That's what I thought, too. It's like it's an opiate. It's supposed to, like, lay you out. So
you know?
So, but it didn't show up in the blood test, though, so maybe it was...
Yeah.
She that probably wasn't it.
Dabbles.
Yeah.
And why she decided to take it out on the Outback bar.
All those empty bottles.
No, they said it was filled with booze.
I know.
They say the amount of damage. Oh, I think it was in the story that just broke that talked about it.
It was two restaurants, so she destroyed two places.
She did. They just say they believe in the thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
worth of damage.
Don't think about it. Every $6 bottle of wine she just broke.
$6. I don't know how much they cost, but
it's Outback.
It's Outback. Yeah. Can't be too much.
No.
Again, if you want to see it, it's up at DamonJackTheFreak.com. The other big breaking story of the day is the flying dildo.
Wow.
That attacked a sheriff.
Take that, sheriff.
No one expects a flying dildo, but that's exactly what confronted Albuquerque Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez III. His campaign for mayor was dramatically interrupted at an event by a large donger attached to a drone.
Oh, they did this move again.
Yeah, I was going to say they did it one other time.
Yeah.
Like it was in another country, I think.
Yep.
The drone hovered toward him as he was answering a question from a member of the audience. And it provoked nervous laughter from the crowd of about 70 people. Unfortunately, the only video I could find, they've dubbed some dumb song over it, so I can't hear the actual audio. But this is how it played out here.
I'll just keep it down if it's just some stupid song.
There he is talking on the stage. And then here's the incoming dog.
Oh, that's incredible.
That makes me so happy.
That's got a lot of lift force.
That's a very powerful drone, yeah, because that's a big dong.
Oh, man, a hero came up and grabbed it.
Yeah, a hero grabs it and pulls it out of the air. But you hear in the, apparently in the unedited video, a woman said, "Is that a dong on a drone?"
Yes, it is, man.
The offending object was snatched from the air by a man identified as the owner of the establishment hosting the event. It did result in criminal charges for 24-year-old Kalen Dreyer, who has reportedly been accused of punching the mayor during a brief scuffle at the foot of the stage after the flying dildo was grounded and he tried to retrieve it. He's been charged now with petty misdemeanor battery and misdemeanor resisting, evading, or obstructing an officer. He told the police he didn't mean to hit Gonzalez, but he was upset by the way the sheriff answered his question. He had meant to swing his fist in the air.
Oh, yeah, right.
His campaign, the sheriff's campaign for mayor, issued a statement saying the candidate was unhurt. They blame the whole thing on a coordinated attempt to disrupt his campaign, and he says he will not be intimidated.
Imagine just an army of these flying in.
Yes. That'd be insane.
Oh, my God. Dongs down.
It's like the takeover I've always imagined.
Yeah.
Finally. Skynet's taken over. It's the dildo drones.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, his campaign says that his opponent, they believe, is behind it. The current mayor of Albuquerque, who thinks that the sheriff is serious competition, but the mayor is denying any wrongdoing.
I don't know anything about any Skynet donger drones.
Meanwhile, a Twitter account named Doncopter 505 has claimed responsibility.
Oh, my God.
Doncopter.
Oh, my God.
This is the Twitter account here.
The Doncopter is amazing.
Look at the illustration.
Oh,
the
it's illustration. Amazing.
He was Doncoptered. Yeah, it's okay.
Expect us,
Expect us.
Expect us.
They're like the new Anonymous.
Yeah.
Doncopter. I hope this takes off. Like, I hope this is the new way everybody interrupts
Look
everything.
Look at the dong, James. It's got
googly eyes and everything.
It's rainbow colored with googly eyes.
They say the sheriff got some serious D last night. More updates to come.
Oh, that one girl's hair says everything you need to know about wherever that was at.
That's all I keep, like,
the, is that,
this
is
video,
that all you saw?
Like, it's like, what year is this video from? Look at the guy's jeans and he's like got the Seinfeld look.
Whatever. He does have the Seinfeld.
The sheriff has the Seinfeld.
I didn't know that was a look till you said
yeah, it is. It's totally a look.
That's a look.
That's him.
He's Latin Sheriff Seinfeld.
And then, like, look at that girl's hair.
They don't know what year it is there.
They don't. That's
Except
why they,
for the drone. The drone was the most modern thing there.
Mm-hmm. They've never seen anything like it.
I love the guy in the background who's taking a video as soon as the dildo drone comes into view.
Oh, yeah.
The sound guy.
Yeah.
Was the guy who captured the dong, was he in jorts? Was he in jean shorts?
I'm going to try to identify this. That girl's hair. Come on. Do you have jorts on?
Please.
Please have jorts.
I just... notice?
Yeah, he did.
I think he looked close. They were blue.
They were. I thought they were. But someday that town may, with this Gonzalez as mayor, get out of 1991.
I don't know. He's got the Seinfeld. He wants 91
yeah,
back.
Exactly.
He's rocking the full Probably Seinfeld. His girlfriend. As Lisa said.
I haven't listened to it, Dave, but I do have like a 5-minute full video. I have it posted over at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
So okay.
You can see the little clip with the weird music, and then you can also see the full length. It's 5 minutes long. So I don't know what all exactly is said, but the link is there. Somebody did upload a full video of the incident to Facebook.
Yeah,
I don't believe that those are jorts. They look gray.
Okay. That's too bad.
Yeah.
We wish they were.
Absolutely.
Give me my best pair of Seinfeld jeans.
I need to talk to the I trust him because he looked like a Jerry Seinfeld.
That's why I vote for him.
I feel like I trust him.
Trust him more because of his Seinfeld look.
Boo-la-boo, boo-la-boo.
It's funny to just picture him now coming out with...
Squiddling it.
That's his style, right? That's his style. Yeah. That's what he likes to rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyways, yeah. So no word yet if that guy will be convicted of any particular charges for this, but we'll have to just wait and see.
I promise we will get a regular pants here if I am elected a mayor.
He reminds me of someone. It's someone from the base.
Is it a Jerry Seinfeld?
It is a Jerry Seinfeld.
Boom, ba dum, boom, dum.
Boom, that's who it is. He's got the running shoes.
Right, I am.
And the jeans.
A Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. I trust him. He's the god of my vote.
I am funny, but sensible. I have a dating problem.
Have you guys ever been on a subway?
I think we should all meet at a diner together.
He says, what's the deal with that?
Yeah. What is the deal with the dong coppers? Huh?
What is the deal with the dong coppers?
Amazing. I hate getting my vote. Latin Sheriff Seinfeld.
Yes. Freeze the right of there.
Yeah. Boom, but don't boom. He's got a poofy shirt on.
It is. It's a pirate shirt.
Why is he wearing
this? This is my running mate, a George.
George Yastanza.
Yeah.
Incredible. Again, if you want to see the donger video, that as well is up. And as James said, the longer version at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You can't always have it your way. A Burger King employee is talking about a Karen who complained about her Burger King uniform. Why? Because it was so tight in the booty.
Damn.
It was distracting her husband.
I'm sorry. I can't keep my eyes off of that. You know I love their booties.
This woman complained because her husband was distracted by the Burger King worker's tight uniform.
I go here all the time.
I don't see it. I go there a lot. And I don't
see a lot of it. No, you don't.
Lala is the Burger King worker. She's a very attractive woman. She is a biochemistry student living in the Midwest, also working part-time at Burger King. She has a loose-fitting black Burger King polo shirt, but with a pair of hip-hugging pants that definitely highlight her backside. There's the uniform there. Her showing it off.
They look like regular pants.
Just looks like regular jeans.
Right.
She just has a little bit of a bigger bum.
Here's the...
She got that cake.
Yeah.
TikTok video.
I had a lady complain today because my uniform was a distraction to her husband.
She said, I guess I'll leave my ass at home next time. Mm-hmm. And then she showed off her ass.
Yeah.
On the video.
It's a strange story.
It is. That lady needs to chill out. Her husband needs to keep his eyes to himself.
Well, I always find it funny, like, someone will be married, the guy stares at the girl's ass, and then it's the girl's fault for having the ass.
Right.
Not the guy's fault for being, like, not being able to just control yourself for 2 seconds.
Who you take your anger out on, your perv husband who's checking out the Burger King worker's ass.
Girls are weird sometimes like that. Like, they don't want to get mad at the guy they're with.
No, she's mad at the wrong person.
Yeah. It's weird.
And it's really not like...
Those look like her jeans.
Right.
Just her jeans. It's nothing crazy.
Is that their uniform? I don't know.
They're probably allowed to wear any kind of black pants as long as it matches. Yeah, they get a polo, right? And they're probably allowed to wear whatever black pants they want.
Probably black or khaki pants you have to wear with the provided shirt and hat. Would be my guess.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's nothing obscene.
No. Not at all.
No.
I mean, they're tight on the ass, but they're not anything out of the ordinary.
They're not even truly like double glance.
Someone said, I got to say, those Burger King folks all have skin tight black pants. Maybe just some of them are bigger. That's why they.
There might be what he's. Pants.
That's might be what he's getting at.
I have not noticed anything great at the place by me.
Nothing stopped you in your tracks.
It might stop you. You might be like, whoa,
that's a whopper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, ladies, don't take your, you know, your rage out on the woman your guy is looking at.
No.
Take it out on your guy. If you want to see her butt, you can check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Yep.
It's up there for you as well. Speaking of Karens, are Karens going extinct? The name Karen comes with a stigma now that it's a derogatory term. And all that bad press is driving Karens to extinction. New data from the Social Security Administration shows the name Karen is less popular now than it has been in over a century. Last year, only 325 girls were named Karen in the U.S. It hasn't ranked that low in 94 years.
It makes sense, though. It's really tough to be a Karen now.
Yeah.
You would not. Why would you intentionally give your kid that name, knowing the stigma attached to it? I mean, it'll probably go away at some point. It stuck around for quite a while, though.
I don't think it's going
anywhere.
Karen will be a Karen.
It peaked in popularity in 1965. That's when Karen was the third most popular girl name. There were 33,000 new Karens that year in America. So there's a lot of Karens in their 50s right now. Those seem to be the main offenders of this Karen attitude.
But I mean, like, I went to school with a couple Karens. You know,
I knew some Karens.
I don't know any Karens. Yeah, I know. I know a couple of them.
Yeah, it's in that age group. Uh-huh.
They believe if it keeps this trend, it's going to fall out of the top 1,000 girl names next year.
This is a very, even before all the Karen stuff, it's like a dated name. Like,
it is, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Karen.
Yeah, sorry.
You're more likely to have like an Aunt Karen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the age demographic when it really peaked. Sex is important, but maybe not as important as we think. Half of people in a relationship claim their current partner is the worst sex they've ever had. I want to know if anyone listening to the show believes their current partner is the worst sex they've ever had. You can be anonymous.
I know I am.
You can ask for voice-changing technology if you must. But reach out to us and let us know. And why? Why would you say your current partner is the worst sex partner you've ever had? 1-855-954-6969. Are you bold enough to call us? 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Now, it's not clear if they've always felt that way or if, you know, maybe they're in a long relationship. Things have cooled down.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm leaning
after a while. Strange to stay in a relationship like that.
Well, if you're stuck.
The average person says they've had 7 really bad sexual encounters in their life.
How many good ones?
They don't say the good ones. They just say...
I wonder what the ratio is.
Yeah. Have they? Are they saying they've had... Well, think about how many times you've had sex in your life. Thousands and thousands.
Well, no, but I mean like... I'm just saying like of different partners. Like, I think I've these had 7 like bad ones and like 13 okay.
To me, 7 encounters means like one time having sex. Like I've had 7 bad times having sex.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought they were going by the partner.
That's what I thought. It says encounters. To me, that you would say partners, right? 7 bad sex partners.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little... I mean, you're going to have bad... If you have a bad sex partner, you're going to have it a lot more than 7 times.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not going to be great.
A third of Americans admit they have fallen asleep during sex at some point in their life.
Yeah.
The poll also looked at sex injuries. 57% of people who've hurt themselves said it happened having sex in the shower. Well, that is a slippery disaster.
Yeah, ask your parents.
Hey, 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 hey.
Just saying.
this guy said, my girlfriend is the worst. I love her, but she does not put any effort in at all.
Aww.
And therefore, I don't get a big finale about 75% of the time. What? What?
Yeah. I mean, if you date somebody that's not into it, it becomes just like
a chore.
It's just, you're just doing your thing. Yeah. You know, like you're just doing your thing. And that's not great. You can't put that into the great category.
No, not at all.
You know,
just doing
you're
your
just,
thing?
It's like owning just a human fleshlight.
Doing my thing.
I'm just doing my thing with this human fleshlight.
Right.
Sarah in Tampa, can you say your current partner is the worst sex you've ever had?
Yes, sadly, I can.
Okay, well, are you married?
We are married.
How long?
We have been married since 2015.
Okay.
So we just celebrated 6 years.
Not long.
Not long enough for it to be bad.
Well,
why would you say he's the worst you've ever had?
I would say definitely pre-baby, he was better. Post-baby, it has gone down. He just doesn't last long enough and not adventurous enough for me.
Gosh, I hope he's not listening right now.
Yeah, do you really think he has any idea? Like, do you think he has any idea he's your worst?
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
he does?
We talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. That's good. At least you talk about
like
it.
Like, you say, oh, my God, you're my worst. Well, no, she probably says, man, I wish.
That.
Okay, all
do
right.
You say, like, man, I wish this that lasted longer?
We will talk about, like, let's try this, and have you thought about this? And it's surprising. He is 10 years older than me, so I would have thought maybe that would have helped with experience, but it hasn't. But he's been totally willing to listen and take on advice, so, I mean, that helps.
Yeah, I will say this, though. If you're like, man, I would really love you to choke me and pull my hair and do stuff, and then he's like, yeah, thank you for those suggestions, but then he just never
does
it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it's just not his thing.
And I do think that's the case. A lot of things are not his cup of tea.
Right. And that's tough.
Which is fine.
Yeah. It's tough to get, you know, to have somebody where you think, oh, this is okay, but then you really want to push the boundaries of stuff, and you're with someone who just doesn't want to do that at all.
So you're happy enough with him otherwise to spend the rest of your life with him?
Yes.
Good answer.
No.
Good answer.
That is a hesitant, yeah.
There was a slight pause.
He is very good at other things not intercourse related.
Oh, okay, right. So he brings things to the table elsewhere.
Yes.
Right. And that for you is good enough.
Yeah, it gets by.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, Sarah, thanks so much for calling in. You have a good day.
I just wouldn't give up.
Thanks.
I mean, keep pushing him. You know, keep pushing him.
Yeah, but if you know, if he's not into it, he's not into it.
Yeah. Seems like things got worse after the baby.
Well, a baby can really screw
Well, that can
up.
Get into a guy's head.
Yeah.
Thinking a baby came out of those parts. I know a couple of guys that's messed them up for a while, but you just can't think about
that. You're dealing with like a mom. Like, it's weird.
Right,
it's
and that's
weird.
The other thing. Some guys it's think like that's the mother of my kids now.
Yeah,
right?
Like it's weird.
I can't do that to her.
You know?
But you can do that to her if she's approving of it.
I know.
Let's go next to Phil. Phil's with us. Hi, Phil. How are you?
Could you feel that?
I'm better than I deserve.
Okay. All right.
You can't do that.
Would you say your current partner is the worst sex you've ever had?
Yes. Well, she's the worst sex I've ever had because she won't let me go south of the border, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just
with
one
your,
of those girls.
Yeah. With your mouth.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
How? Well,
yeah.
Just making sure if there's nothing happens south
with
of the
my
border.
Feet.
Just making sure. How long have you been together?
Yes.
A little over 10 years.
Oh. Wow. Dude. But you're okay with it. I mean, you like doing that, but you're okay not being able to.
Yeah, every once in a while, if she's if I've behaved, she'll let me go down there a little bit, but not enough to make it
enjoyable.
Enjoyable.
You've
right?
been a good boy. You can go downtown.
Exactly.
Do you think? And this has come up on the show before. Do you think she's self-conscious about that region?
Probably.
It's possible. Yeah, maybe.
What if you like? Cleaned her up and trimmed her down, and you get on. I'm just saying.
World,
I mean,
Dave, do you think he has to do that?
Well, I don't know.
That's just the point. She takes excellent care of that. She does a lot of grooming down there. It just,
right.
She just
the table is set,
right?
But no one's allowed to eat.
No, it's a party of one.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a look, but don't touch.
Huh. All right, Phil. All the best.
Good
Hopefully you're a good boy
that.
And you get to go
keep
back.
Being good.
Be a good boy. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
It's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I'm miserable.
That's odd, though, that she won't let him.
Yeah, I think it's a thing.
Yeah, it's more of a mental thing, I think, for some people. It's come up on the show before.
Yeah, it has.
Whether they think there's an odor or they're not happy with the way it looks.
I think it's rare, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully, because most people enjoy that. Someone said, I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years. She's the love of my life. But she just lays there like a mannequin.
Yep. That's tough, man.
That is. You need feedback. You need someone who at least appears to be into it. Oh, no. This woman said, my husband is 100 pounds heavier.
With it being me.
And our bodies just don't fit, mainly because his part is smaller than his gut.
He's 100 pounds heavier.
Than her.
Oh.
And his part is smaller than his gut.
I'm easily 100 pounds heavier than anyone I would get with. I mean, it's just that's just the truth. Like, easily, I think. Mm. You know?
Yeah, there's something that could change. He could lose some weight. That gut could be reduced, and
that would help.
There's a solution
Obviously,
there.
That would help. Yeah, like, he's not completely out of the woods. It's just devastatingly hard work.
Yeah. Scott's in Tampa. He's with us next. Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing okay. Half the people in relationships say their current partner is the worst sex they've ever had. What about you?
Yeah, I think she lays there and doesn't do much at all. She lets me kind of do whatever I want, but
yeah,
not exciting at all.
How long have you been together?
4 years.
Do you see yourself living your life with her, or could this be a deal breaker?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, everything else about her is pretty all right, but drives me nuts. the whole sex thing just ain't working.
4 years is not a long time, you know.
Yeah, but I think...
Boyfriend-girlfriend.
But I think, like, he probably knew when they were dating that she was just a lay-there girl. Like, you know, if I dated a lay-there girl...
They're still just dating.
They're still just dating.
Right, so, it's just, you know, it's been that way the whole time. Some girls are just like that. They just lay there.
They're not an active member of the experience. They're doing it, and they're allowing you.
Right.
But it's just, it's not that back and forth the way that I would assume that all good stuff
yeah.
is.
This woman says, yeah, I can say my husband is the worst sexual partner I've ever had. However, even though the sex is terrible and I never reach my big moment,
yes,
he deals with all my issues and my animal rescue hobbies. So she's weighing the mm-hmm. positives and the negatives.
I think girls will put up with it more than guys.
Yeah, probably. I think guys are a little more...
They'll find the positives outside of sex than in a relationship.
Right. It is weird, though, when you like put someone up on a pedestal, like expecting it to be great, and then it's just...
It's a bummer.
It's a not good.
And this guy said, my wife is so boring in bed. We've been together for years. No effort. No foreplay. No anything. Basically, she's a human fleshlight.
Yeah. I think some of these could be they're just not really into you sexually.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's possible. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, I don't know. There's something missing there.
Yeah, it seems like it. Nobody seemed real happy that we've had on the...
No,
that one guy. I guess what we're asking, though.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what yeah. we're...
It's crazy when they're yeah. like, patch me through right away. I'm having awful sex.
Yeah. Voice changing? Nah.
Listen, 6 years ago we were married. We just celebrated our anniversary.
Yep. Uh-huh.
I live in this city.
Right.
In this town on this road.
Named Dale. And you're having awful sex, Dale.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
No, that one guy, Phil, he was laughing a bit.
It was that sad laughing. Joker laugh, though.
Yeah, it was a very Joker. Like the laugh of a broken man.
Yeah, it was very Joker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it was. For sure. A few more quick calls here. Are you...
Holds up one of those cards.
Yes. With the worst sex partner you've ever had. Voice-changing technology. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi, Ben Falls.
Oh,
penis to you. How long have you been with this person? Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
How long have you been?
Yeah, so we've been together for like 6 years, married a little over three. And at the beginning of the relationship, like the first year and a half, 2 years, was definitely one of like the wildest sex. And then as soon as we got married, now there's like no back door. She doesn't want me to go down so that she feels like she don't want to return the favor. And it's just, it became very, like, vanilla. It's just bland. She just lays there.
And can you see yourself continuing with this?
I mean, yeah, she's good. Like, she brings a lot to the table outside of the bedroom, you know? But, I mean, it's a little bit of an issue. Like, we talked about it, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's, that's one of those... scenarios.
It's wild to start off so crazy and then just to...
People say that all the time, though, like that you get married and then, like a girl...
I don't want to shock people, but sometimes guys act a certain way until you get married and sometimes girls act a certain way until you get married.
Right.
It's like a process of getting you, you know?
But don't you think... Well, I guess it's
like backdoor closes, BJs stop. I mean, that's a universal thing we've talked about.
Especially the BJs.
The BJs, for sure.
The ring goes on, the BJ stop.
That's a universal thing we've talked about.
But we get a lot of people saying they have wild sex in their marriages still.
Yeah.
We get a lot of calls like that.
Yeah. I feel like it's just easier to call a show and say that you have wild sex than it is to like call and say that the BJs stopped. And we still have heard
a bunch of that. I do believe that, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it just is not as frequent for some people, and then some, they just don't get it at all. On a regular line, Catherine's with us in Boston. Hi, Catherine. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you? Good. Would you say your current partner is the worst sex you've ever had?
Actually, he's my previous partner. I just broke up with him a couple months ago.
Okay. How bad was it?
It was, he got the job done most of the time, not always, but he just refused to, like, try anything new. Like, he was just incredibly, incredibly vanilla, and sex for him, like, had to happen like a certain way, and that was it. And he would never go below the belt.
Oh, man.
So was that one of the main reasons you broke up with him?
No, actually, what ended it was I caught him cheating.
Oh, my God. That's precious.
Mr. Boring was cheating?
Yeah, I know. If the sex isn't working, I think it's a good indication that the whole thing isn't working. So
that's true.
Just want to communicate that.
Yeah, so you're happier out of that relationship.
So much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, if you just got dumped by a Catherine in Boston, you suck at sex. That's what they're saying there. And
but at the same time, that could be like Lisa said, where it's the guy. The girl just lays there because she's not into you. Well, he might not have been
that into
her.
It goes both ways.
He was cheating.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It definitely does go both ways. But Jason the Jew took offense to your when you put a ring on it.
Oh, well. I mean,
stuff stops.
I hate to break it to him.
I hate to break it to you, Dave, but that was just for you.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Just kidding. Speak for yourself, suckers.
Yeah, no.
I know. No, get it. Listen, I get it.
That's what I'm saying. It's not
everybody. No, it's not everybody. Yeah. And yes. I mean, and I do think, too, that it's, you know, call me in 10 years, but.
Never listen to Chuck. Yeah, I learned that a long time ago, Jason. Never listen to Chuck.
Call me in 10.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.